G'day, Robbie. How are you?
Yeah, good, guys.
Now, how do you see the Champions League final playing out between...
Hang on a second. Didn't you just say that Ben Ritchie tweeted something?
Yes, yeah, I did. Correct.
Well, he's just walked past the coffee shop here.
Yep.
At Tilt in Forrestal. So he didn't seem to have his phone on him, but I can tell you what, he looked like he just put the bins out. He looked dusty.
Got his number ones on.
Well, I don't know what it was, mate, but it was terrible. I mean, seriously, you could be arrested for being...
Loitering?
Loitering. But anyway, what about this before we start? And I saw this, so I called the game MacArthur Central Coast last night at Campbelltown. Absolutely fantastic game, guys, really. And I know you three wouldn't have seen it because you're in bed, because you're getting up very, very early. Cracking game, very, very cold night. There was about 6,000 or so out there. Good. That's a great crowd for, you know.
That is good,
A very, very cold Thursday evening, probably a little bit more even. But one punter, how happy was he last night? I thought at the start of it, I saw it come up and I thought, wow, that's gutsy. So this guy had the Mariners to beat MacArthur. $98,000 at $2.60.
Yes.
So he had $98,000 on it?
With the tab.
With the tab. So he won 160 grand, basically.
I did see that.
He was confident.
Well, he was very confident. And but the thing, point being is, the Mariners, I think, have won once, although they're still towards the top and they really are now. It's a really good story. Haven't made the finals in 7 years, and I think with that result last night, they're basically there. But their form had dropped after first half of the season. They were on top, winning lots of games, and then they started to draw a lot of games. So I think they'd only won up until last night, 1 in 10. So it's a gutsy bet, given the form. And MacArthur, were at home, so it's not even like the Mariners were at their own ground. So I just thought I'd point that out. Gutsy bet. And he's come up a winner.
Well, now that we're on the A-League, Western Sydney, their chances pretty much gone after that loss to Wellington.
They need too many favours from the ones above them, maybe. It's going to take a miracle for them to make the finals. And let me say, the squad they've got, I mean, that's not really acceptable. And, this is, 4 years now? The poor Wanderers, they had 3 years of being homeless, really, as they played at Spotless in ANZ, which was a mistake. And, it's been a real demise, the Wanderers. And, it's another disappointing season by the looks of it. Just not good enough. Because they've got lots of fans. But lots of those fans aren't turning up because of the way the Wanderers have gone in the last 4 years.
Robbie, what do you make of this 31-man squad, I should say, that Graham Arnold selected?
Look, there's quite a few missing, it's a squad that's going to get us through this phase. It's, a pretty simple affair, if I can put that. The teams were playing Chinese Taipei, Kuwait. We're going to Nepal as well, of course. We will win our games and win them comfortably. And the squad is good enough, very, very much good enough to do that. But as I said, without going into them, there's lots of players missing, and that's down to COVID. And, obviously, it's a shame that some of the, particularly Melbourne City and Sydney have been hit hard by the...
Out of both those teams, Rob, which team has been hit the most, you reckon? Which one will it affect more?
Well, I've been hit the most. Now I'm getting attacked by Bulldog Richard. Go away. Go away. Stay away from them, And I don't go near the kids. See that? That's it. He's got his beanie on as well. He's looking very dusty.
Yeah, he's got to cover that head.
He's got to cover that head. Laurie's his biggest... you can see how Laurie always comes in to bat for him?
Laws hammers him.
Well, I know what he'd be doing behind my back.
Yep.
Hey, mate. Now, that's why we hammer him, because he's the worst at it.
Exactly right. He's the best two-facer I've ever seen.
You're exactly right. But, we're talking about...
So, Melbourne City and Sydney FC,
The only players that have gone. So, I think City are hurt more. They've lost the Golden Boot winner. We can announce he's going to miss the last two games. But, yeah, McLaren's 25 goals, I think he's got. The next best is 14. They lose him. They lose probably the best centre-half of the whole season, Curtis Good, and Connor Metcalf, who's been one of their outstanding players in the midfield. Of course, they're all outstanding. That's why they've been selected for the Socceroos. So that hurts them. Sydney to lose three as well. They lose more than half of their defence. They lose the goalkeeper, Andrew Redmayne, Ryan Grant and Ryan McGowan. So, look, I think it hurts City more in respect to covering. You just don't replace a goal scorer like McLaren. Sydney, their defence. So that's for the finals, it evens it right out.
Give us a correct score for the Champions League final.
I just saw on Twitter that it came, my tip was a 5-goal thriller. But I'm pretty sure that I tipped Manchester City by 2-1.
Man City 2-1?
That's what I think I've tipped. But I think the tablet put something out where it says, you know, Loz, you know when you do those little
shots. Mate, and you do plenty of them, mate. You can't remember sometimes.
Yeah, and yeah, but I'm pretty sure, well, the Champions League final, I only did two. There was obviously EPL and European football's finished. So I did the Europa League where United let me down.
Oh, talking about that, have you ever seen a finish to a game like that before?
11 to 10. It's unbelievable.
Felt sorry for the goalkeeper.
Yeah. I mean, of course. Yeah, and that's the thing with penalty shootout in soccer is that, you know, someone's always going to miss. It might take a while like it did there, but there's always, how do you say, I call it inverted commas, a villain, because anyone can miss, you know, some of the world's best players have missed penalties. But an interesting fact on David De Gea is that he hasn't saved a penalty since 2016, which is quite extraordinary. And I think that it's 38 penalties since 2016, hasn't saved one. That's unusual for a world-class goalkeeper. So maybe Villarreal knew that, but I don't think Villarreal would have expected to go quite as far as it did.
What's on for the weekend?
Now, listen, I know, and I worked it out. Someone pointed out to me, I said, a couple of weeks ago, I said, Laurie, they're a little bit short with me in my segment this morning. And the guy goes, are you an idiot? I said, what do you mean? He goes, mate, it's Friday, 8:40, you come on. Work it out. Okay, it's a very good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. But, busy weekend with A-League guys. There's a cracker on Saturday night, Adelaide against Sydney. And
I'll give you a Matthew update with the Forestville Ferrets.
He's playing Narrabeen on Saturday, so I'll give you an update on Monday on how that goes, and Indy will play a little soccer game. So you guys go and have a fantastic weekend and put me back to Will.
Well, before you go, actually, I saw this on Twitter the other day. Martin tweeted, shout out to Robbie Slater, who gave my son Aaron a few kicking tips last night when he was practicing up at the Forest Rugby Club.
Yes.
That was with me and young Matthew, because he's obsessed with rugby league now, which I'm trying to filth out of him.
Good boy, good boy.
Were your tips with a rugby league ball or a football?
No, for a kicker, because Clarkie... And actually, our national coach, probably winding up here, but Graham Arnold, our national coach now, went through a period of, he was a goal-kicking coach for about five rugby leagues.
Yeah.
Which actually culminated, it was the year Penrith won the grand final. I remember he rang me from Penrith after they just won the grand final. It was about 20 minutes later and he sat behind the bench and he goes, I've won the grand final. How good am I? I said, well, you did coach half a dozen of the clubs, so you had a pretty good chance. anyway, so I'm up there with little Matthew and we were kicking off the tees. And yeah, for a soccer player, it comes fairly naturally to kick a ball. That's what we do. So a stationary ball and a tee is a pretty simple affair, and it's all to do with the hips and the backswing and... Now, keeping your eyes on the key in any sport, and I think all the sports are the same, and cricket as well, Clarkie. It's all about keeping your eyes on the ball.
Yeah, watch the ball.
Particularly
I agree.
When you're kicking, because the posts will never move.
Yeah.
They don't move. You got to, as you kick that ball, your eyes have got to be on the ball.
Yeah, that was my fault as a kicker. I always knew where I wanted the ball to go. So as I'm coming in to kick, I'd pull my head up and just imagine it going through the post.
Listen,
and I'd hit the corner post instead.
The post you were kicking at, they were moving, Loz, let me tell you.
The corner post.
It was that windy.
Like, that's like I'm like that with a golf.
Yeah.
You know, I look at the ball and then I look. As I hit it, I'm looking up to where I want it to go. And of course, it didn't go there. So anyway, it was good fun. He was a very good kicker, the young fella, and it's always nice to be nice to people because that's what I do.
Have a great weekend, champion.
See you guys.